Former CIA station chief Daniel Hoffman joins me to discuss why the Biden administration is ducking questions about China buying land near our military bases. I'm Sarah Carter. On the latest Sarah Carter Show, we'll also discuss how Hoffman's son is courageously raising money for cancer research in honor of his mom. Follow the Sarah Carter Show wherever you get your podcasts.
It is fall today.
Really?
Like overnight, it got to 47, I think. Like legit fall. And it's only going to be like in the high 60s today. Yeah, it's legit fall. It's happening.
Oh my God. I forget what that
And then
was like.
I felt too cozy to shower. So it's like no shower Friday.
Yeah, it is no shower Friday. You guys can tell. Oh my gosh. It's that cold.
I mean, it's going to get warm again next week. So, but not like hot. So. It's going to be really, really nice fall weather. And I mean, look, it looks like I combed my hair with a spatula.
It understood the assignment. That's kind of cool. look at that go. Okay.
You guys, super, super stoked because we have new BFFs to tell you about. And I know that we've talked to you a lot about how to get your grubby little paws on physical gold. But we also get that there's plenty of you out there who might be interested in thinking about diversifying, like maybe an old 401k or a current IRA, diversifying it because you're watching the market do what it's doing, right? The market is doing, it's doing things, man.
Right. That's what it's
doing. Is doing those things. Mm-hmm. And the thing about having an IRA with precious metals in it is that it is not, it doesn't have the same reaction to market pressures that like your stocks do. So, and I didn't know much about this until we learned all about it from our new BFFs at Birch Gold. And they sent this information packet, which is chock full of all the information that you need to know about why you want to diversify into precious metals. And so this is really cool because it's the first sponsor that we've ever had where you can text instead of like going to a link, and there's no obligation. All you're doing when you text CHICKS to 989898 is you get this free kit of information. This is like this wonderful brochure that tells you all about how this whole process works, how easy it is, how like just all the amazing things about being able to diversify your portfolio in this very simple way. It's just information. And so if you had questions about how all this works, because I know I did, and now it makes so much more sense now that I've gotten the information kit, you can get your hands on an information kit too by just texting CHICKS to 989898. That's it. And there's no obligation after that. You're just going to read the information. And if you think it sounds good, then you can do more with it. But you also don't have to. So text CHICKS 989898 and learn all about how to diversify with Birch Gold.
Do it, you guys. And you guys, make sure that you're checking out our website at chicksontheright.com. And you have a bookmarked. Some people may not have a bookmarked. I don't know who you are, but you should have
it bookmarked. Why would you not have it bookmarked?
Know. We've got great writers there, you guys. Should be going there and reading every single day.
Oh, and I know earlier in the week, we told everybody about these tart cherries from the same people that make Super Beats. Super Beats, the Super Beats, yow. You guys, so, I mean, this is pretty new to me. And I took it yesterday. I did like a workout with like the deadlifts and the good mornings and all the stuff that works the back of your legs.
Look at you.
And I know. I was like feeling very, very inspired and energetic yesterday, which is not typical for me.
Right.
And I did it. And I was so like a couple hours later, I was so sore. And then I took the tart cherry chews, the tart cherry gummies. And I'm telling you, I mean, within a couple hours, I felt completely fine. Like I hadn't even worked out. So I don't know what it does to make you like reduce like post-workout inflammation, but it was working for me. And you can check that out too. Let me make sure that I tell people how to find them the right way. MyTartCherry.com/chicks is how you can learn all about that. Okay. Lots of news today. I wrote about this at chicksontheright.com yesterday, but if you missed it, because for some reason, like Daisy said, you don't have our site bookmarked. What?
I don't know.
Why would that even be a thing?
Don't know what you're doing.
I don't know where Stacey Abrams was. She was on a stage with 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6 other just complete like sheep who were nodding along with everything she was saying.
Can you believe that? That was the worst. I think it wasn't just what she said. It's all these just lobotomized doofuses on the stage with her that are just like, oh, yeah, I'm not going to say anything. I mean, I know that's a complete lie, but okay, whatever. These people, I swear.
So, and I don't know, like she's not, you know that she's not going to be flagged for misinformation, but what she said was a complete lie. She is basically trying to suggest in her pro-abortion zealotry that she, that the heartbeat that mothers to be hear at their 6 week or post ultrasounds, that heartbeat that you hear when you get either vaginal ultrasounds or regular abdominal ultrasounds, it's just a conspiracy. It's a technological conspiracy that doesn't really exist. And you guys are all just dreaming, and it's to make women feel like they can't get abortions.
Right.
I would not have believed this. It's the patriarchy. If I hadn't heard it.
It's the patriarchy. She said it was the patriarchy, which you're just like, oh my God. And the medical establishment is like, wait, when did she become a doctor? So she's like out there. And listen, has Twitter shut this down? Has Facebook shut this down? Have any of these social media platforms said this is misinformation? Because it is. It's a lie. It's a total lie. No one shut that information down. Just, I mean, this is what it infuriates me. And then yesterday we get like some meme that I put up, I don't know, 4 months ago.
Oh my God.
On Instagram. Like they're just like, we're going to give you a warning because you have a Sam Elliott meme. This is you chicks. I mean, this is the crap. And then she gets up on a stage and says this garbage. Nothing happens. Nothing. Zero.
And this was like, to me, this was like one of those, tell me you're not a mom without telling me you're not a mom.
Right.
Right. Because she is. She has no idea what she's talking about, but we'll go ahead and let you see for yourself and just watch the people on stage with her. Watch these absolute morons nod along with her. Look at this.
There's no such thing as a heartbeat at 6 weeks. It is a manufactured sound designed to convince people that men have the right to take control of a woman's body away from her.
It's a manufactured sound?
She's just like, you're a professional loser. I'm so glad to be up here with you.
What in the world? What in the world? Dr. Sapphire, Nicole Sapphire, who appears on Fox News quite a bit, she had some things to say, as you might imagine, about how just absolutely wrong Stacey Abrams is. Here's Nicole.
To see what's going to happen on social media. I'm waiting for those warning signs for misinformation labeling because this was a flat out lie. Mm-hmm. And facts matter, especially when you're talking to people and especially when, you know, you're in politics and you're wanting people's votes. I mean, unfortunately, people are going to believe what she has to say, but I'm going to just deliver the truth and point out her is a complete lie. So at about 3 weeks after gestation or after conception, the heart, the cells of the heart, the myocardium starts to rhythmically contract. So really the heart starts beating at 3 weeks. Mm-hmm. Yes, you can start seeing the heartbeat 5 to 6 weeks after conception on the ultrasound, but that's only because it's so small and because of all the other structures are in the way with the pelvis. But that heart is contracting very easy early on. It is not a conspiracy. It is not anything to do with what she's talking about. And I think that she needs to be held accountable for the lies that are coming out of her mouth.
Yeah, she won't be.
She won't be.
Mm-mm. No,
That's infuriating.
She's a Democrat. Once again, we see the double standard, right? It's just, God, it's infuriating. It just really is. Because there are a lot of young, stupid women out there who are going to be like, oh, really? It's manufactured?
This is a lie? What I'm seeing on my ultrasound is a lie? Okay, just abort it. Because it clearly doesn't have a heartbeat. That is a made up story.
Right.
Oh my God. Oh my God. Mm-hmm. And by the way, Planned Parenthood, what disgusting organization on every level. They decided yesterday, because that's when this clip of Stacey Abrams started getting out everywhere, they changed the wording on their website to kind of mirror Stacey Abrams. This was absolutely incredible to me. So here's what it said before. It said, the fetus has very basic beating heart. That's what it said. The fetus has a very basic beating heart at 6 weeks. That's what it used to say, which is true. And then as of yesterday, they changed it to part of the embryo starts to show cardiac activity.
Oh my God.
Like, they're totally minimizing the humanity. That's what they're doing.
Of course.
They're disgusting.
Precisely. That's what they're doing.
Oh my God.
This is what all of these like pro-aborts do. This is what they do. Unless they want it to be a baby. Right. I mean, it's like I saw a story on, I think it was like, is it LifeSite News? I can't remember the Life. Lila Rose's group. They did an Instagram post, I think it was the other day, where they were talking about how, like, on ABC News, this whole panel of, you know, these journalisty media people, they were talking about, you know, like how in a 3D ultrasound, you can see, obviously, you can see the pictures of the baby's face and the facial expressions. And they were talking about how when the mother eats a certain kind of food, the baby makes an expression on their face. And this was a story on ABC. So they were calling it a baby, right? Huh. In that particular news clip. You know, when they were wanting it to be a cute little story. But then those same people will probably be like, oh, no, it's a clump of cells. It's just a fetus. It's just a clump of cells. It's not a baby. When it's not convenient for it to be a baby. You know what I mean? It's only a baby when they want it to be a baby. It's only a human when they want it to be a human. That's so effed up.
Oh, my God.
it's crazy. These people are crazy.
They are. They're absolutely absolutely insane. And I'm just so grossed out that an organization that's purported to be about caring about women's health would actually adjust their language to match an idiot like Stacey Abrams.
Right.
And, you know, I was just telling my husband this last night. I used to actually think Stacey Abrams was very Obama-like in that I believe Obama is a very intelligent, smart man. I disagree with him completely on everything, but there's no question that he is smart. He's a very bright person. That's what I used to think about Stacey Abrams. I really thought she was similar. Like, she's very smart. You listen to her. She speaks well. She makes her points really well. I disagree with everything, but I still think she's super smart. And then when I heard this, I was like, oh my God. She's an idiot. Like, she's a legit idiot if she is a science-denying moron that doesn't understand when the fetal heartbeat starts.
Right.
Like, what in the world?
Yeah.
Anyway.
And furthermore, she will never govern. I think she likes this part of it. Like, she likes this part of the campaigning and this part of the, oh my God, it was the votes and I was robbed. I mean, she loves being like Little Miss Victim and getting out there and talking to people and saying all this BS. She likes that. But when push comes to shove, people like her can't govern. She can't govern, you know, because she likes the game of it. I think she doesn't want to actually do anything for people, you know? And there's so many like her that are in politics. And that's why politics right now is in such bad shape. It's because there's so many. Exactly. Somebody said she likes the attention. Yeah. She likes the attention. She loves the attention. Oh, my God.
And the perks. She craves the power and the perks.
And so many of them are like her. And it's just, it's so disheartening. I just watch that. I'm just like, and she lies. And she lies. But she's on the right side to be a liar. That's for sure.
Yeah, she fits right in. Mm-hmm. And she fits right into the side that is utterly, completely, and totally useless and incompetent at their jobs. There was another headline that I just saw this morning that the pandemic unemployment benefits, $46 billion of that was stolen by people using the Social Security numbers of dead people and of prisoners. $46 billion of our money has been used in a fraudulent way. So that's freaking insane. I'm so angry about that because it's not even just the spending that's bad. It's the waste and the fraud and the just absolute theft of our money.
Really,
I'm not surprised. I'm surprised at that number. Like, how do you lose that much money?
Because you're the federal government. You're the federal government. God. And that's the thing. Like, we put these people in charge of so much stuff. We allow them to be in charge. And then now they have the audacity to hire all these IRS agents to come after us to get more money. Maybe you should be able to freaking handle the money that we give you, you asshats. I mean, I swear. This is the thing.
Yeah, why don't you hire 87,000 people to make sure that this kind of shit doesn't happen again?
Right.
That's what you need. Do your job.
It won't, because again, with the accountability, they just want more and more and more and more and more because they can, because they're drunk. I know, right? I know, it's so infuriating. I saw that really this morning, and I'm like, not surprised, not surprised. You know,
God.
I mean, they don't care because we are an endless. We're just an endless supply of cash for these people, for these power hungry losers. That's what it is.
Oh my gosh. My name today is Omaka Steaks in honor of one of our in honor of one of our favorite sponsors, and that's omahasteaks.com, you guys. So right now, you still put in keyword chicks in the search bar at omahasteaks.com, and you will get 12 free steak burgers when you order the All-American assortment or when you build your own package. So if you look at the yummy stuff that's included in the All-American assortment right now, it's all your favorites. I mean, it's all the good stuff, and it's a nice, diverse pack of yummies. So you're getting your chicken, you're getting your hot dogs, you're getting your hamburger, you're getting all the good things. But if you prefer, like if you know your super favorites, for example, if you don't like pork chops or whatever, and you want your package to be pork chop free, you can do that.
Their
you can
pork
build.
Chops are so good though.
I know.
They're
I don't know
so
why you'd want to do
guys,
that.
Oh my God. Yeah.
But you can, still, what if you want to do just like all tartlets? What if you just want like a big old case of apple tartlets?
Yeah. You could just go straight carbs. You know, I respect you.
So omahasteaks.com, put keyword chicks in the search bar and you're going to get to either one of those two packages, and then they're going to send you the 12 free steak burgers when you order either one of those. So do it, because then you get the nice ice chest. It comes all frozen and ready to
I want a filet
store.
Right now. It's like 6, it's 6:30 in the morning. I would eat a filet.
It's never too early.
I would eat one right now, you guys.
It's never too early. It's not. You guys, yesterday, KJP went on The View. And when I tell you that they were thrilled to have her, I am not exaggerating. I'm going to show you a clip in just a few minutes of the absolute anal licking that they did to her.
Like
I'm sorry to be so graphic.
So it was like Chris Matthews with the tingle up the leg.
Oh my God.
Is that his name? Chris Matthews?
Yes.
Tingle with Obama.
I forgot
and the
about
tingle.
Him.
I totally did too. I wonder, like, what is he doing? Is he working at Starbucks? What is he doing?
Is he alive?
Now? Oh my God. Is he alive, you guys?
Oh my God.
Oh God. We have to look
when
that up.
When you said that, I was like, oh my
now
God.
I'd,
we better check
I'd feel
on his
really
living
bad.
Status.
Remember the tingle? Okay.
MSNBC just put him back on the air.
No.
Yeah. And they're getting all kinds of backlash because of the whole sexual harassment accusations that he faced. But yeah, they put him back because he appeared on Morning Joe. Like just yesterday,
listen,
I guess.
Listen, just a side note. Could you imagine getting sexually harassed by him?
No.
I mean, I would point and laugh. I would just be like, have you seen yourself? Do you know
he drools too? He also is a big drooler.
It is like spittle
and spitting,
and like just handle yourself.
Gross.
Shut
so
that
gross.
Down. Shut
I know.
Down.
Lab mom says that's gross, Mock. I know. You don't have to
it
tell
is.
Me.
It's gross.
I'm just telling you. This is how they treated KJP. Like she was an absolute queen. And so I've got a couple clips to get to before you see the licking. But you're going to see it because it's gross.
You're
and first we've got, is
Hide
it Alyssa Farah or Farah Alyssa?
I don't care. I honestly don't care. Let's just say token Republican girl.
Okay.
Rhino. Let's just
she
token
asked.
Rhino.
Okay. So she asked KJP about the border situation. And once again, KJP dances. The biggest tell when you know she doesn't know what she's talking about is when she says, let's just take a step back and see what's really happening here.
Right.
Let's just look back a little bit. Mm-hmm. When she tries to get all like kindergarten teacher on us, that's when you know she has no idea what's going on. Here it is.
President Kamala Harris a couple weeks ago said the border is secure, but we know we've seen an unprecedented migrant crisis, more than 2 million apprehended by the end of September. And the Biden administration has started engaging in lateral flights to help alleviate the pain, basically, on border communities. What is the administration planning to do with to deal with the ongoing crisis of illegal immigration?
So let's step back for a second, because there's a lot going on that we just want to make sure that folks who are watching understand. So what we have seen these past couple of months, even this past year, is that we have seen an increase with Venezuelans, Nicaraguans, and Cubans. We have seen 121% increase since last year. So we're talking about places that have a communist regime, and they are trying to leave that communist regime. And so you're seeing this issue across the Western Hemisphere. Now, when you look at Northern Central America, it has the migration there, it has gone down the last 3 months by almost 43%. So we have a new type of migration that's happening. All of our regional partners are dealing with that. We are talking with them. We're in constant communication.
Oh, okay. They're talking. Yeah.
Can they not? Okay, so if you're seeking asylum, don't you just go to like the country that's right next to you?
Yeah, where all the Venezuelans, Cubans, and whatever country she said, how are they getting to the border exactly?
Right.
Where that's coming through? That's, if their partners are like calming down, if they're working together, why are they letting all these people through?
Yeah, that's the thing. Why do we have to take them? I'm just asking.
And we can't. We can't just keep taking them.
No.
I mean, what in the hell?
No, ask Martha's Vineyard. There's no room. There's no te amo. Here's your food. Now GTFO, brown.
But give
people.
Me a hug because photo op.
Right. I got my flappy hat on. I'm dressed accordingly. I'm ready to give out food.
Oh my God.
But yeah. This is the thing. We can't why do we have to take them? I know I'll get so much crap for that because people say, you're awful, you're racist. Ah, you're terrible. You're heartless. Okay. Yeah. But I mean, that's usually if you're seeking asylum, you're in such dire need, right? Which are all these people really seeking asylum? Seeking a better economic opportunity for your family is not seeking asylum.
Right.
It's not the same thing. Just wanting to come to America because you want to come to America is not seeking asylum. I think we're conflating, some things here.
And if these people could only see what's happening, what Democrats are doing, they're literally leading us down the same path as the countries that they're trying to escape from.
Right.
Every time Corrine says they're trying to escape communism, I was like, well, I always want to say you're trying to institute it here. Mm-hmm. How about we just not do that?
Yeah.
Oh my God. Sunny also asked, Sunny Hostin, racist Sunny Hostin, also asked KJP about the comments that Joe Biden made in that recent 60 Minutes interview where he was asked directly, are you going to run for re-election? And he was pretty cagey about it and said, I intend to run, but like it remains to be seen. And so Sunny wanted clarification on that. Here it is.
Last time you were on with us, you were pretty unequivocal that President Biden was running again in 2024, because I think I asked you that question. But over the weekend, he said something that I haven't heard him say. He said it was much too early to make the decision on whether he will run, opening up the door, in our view, to potentially not seeking another term. It's almost unheard of course, for a sitting president to waver on running, right? So were you surprised that he said that, the change of tone?
Well, I will say this, and I think he followed up and said that he intends to run. Mm-hmm. And that's basically been the place that he has been. And I have said that. He has said that. The vice president has said that he intends to run. I think for this president and for this administration, it is so important to focus on what's at hand. And that's where our head is at.
God, she talks so much bullcrap. I mean, she just talks in circles and just says nothing.
Right.
And did you notice that Sunny had a necklace on that said Sunny? Somebody needs to tell her that's not her real name. It was like diamonds. Did you see that?
I did not.
Sunny emblazoned in diamonds across her neck.
Is she trying to be like Carrie from Sex and the City? Is that the look? Oh my God.
It's the look, but hers had diamonds on it, of course.
Yeah. All right. Are you ready for the most disgusting, just brown nosing of all time?
Brace yourselves.
Here it is.
The have you it's here. So you have to come back.
You've got a great audience. You guys want to come to the briefing room with me?
And you know what? It's such an honor to have you well.
Thank you.
Just as a woman, I just want to say there's something about listening to you talk.
whether you're saying something I want to hear or not, I at least understand what's happening. And I want to thank you for that. Clarity is everything. So thanks to White House Press Secretary.
Clarity is everything, you guys.
Clarity is. Yeah. Oh, my God. Bullcrap. It's just crazy. Were you guys okay with the Fonny? Okay. Everybody needs to do a palate cleanser.
Everyone, I see a lot of puking emojis.
Everybody's freaking out.
Thank you, Andrea. Thank you, Peter. Thank you so much for those super stickers. All right. Keep the puke coming, I guess, because yes. I also have to show you some clips from Kamala, a recent interview of Kamala, also being asked many, many questions about the border, also answering them in a way that is utterly absurd. So at first she's asked about the whole hullabaloo with the Martha's Vineyard kind of flights and these Republican governors, you know, shipping off these illegals to other states. Here is that little clip.
The bus of migrants that was dropped off in front of your home. Also, Governor DeSantis flew migrants from Texas to Martha's Vineyard. Can you understand the political point that DeSantis and Abbott are trying to make here?
They're playing games. These are political stunts with real human beings.
Okay.
It's a game, you guys. It's a game. The whole border thing, not a game. The border's open, the border's not open, not a game. But the shipping 50 off to another part of the country, total game, humanitarian crisis, everything is terrible, panic. Yeah.
There are the smugness on her face.
Oh,
you know,
right?
As border towns have to take on the, you know, all of this, like they're just getting buried under all of this. Mm-hmm. And she visited one time. Didn't she visit like one time?
Not the border. I think 400 miles away from the border.
Okay.
She went to Texas, essentially.
I mean, let's give her some credit for coming to Texas, right?
Been to the border, if that's the definition.
Right? I know, totally. And Biden, never been. Her boss, or her co-worker, whatever you want to call him, it's never been. He has no idea.
Like, I don't know, like 1980 something, and now he says he totally is well familiar with the border.
Because he went in 1980.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. And I think last year, I think it was 2021 that he was, you know, somebody got him on video saying, I've just been so busy. I've been so busy, like going around I have to go around the globe. I have to do a lot of traveling. Dude, you're vacationing. You spent more time in Delaware. All you have to do is get your butt on a plane and go see the border.
141 days of vacation so far.
How many?
141.
Unbelievable. So, it's just unreal. Yeah. Don't you guys get 140 days of vacation? Don't you guys get that? You don't get that at your job? No. And a free house? I mean, you get house too. Of course you do with your job, don't you? That's right.
You may have perfect skin like Emily Jashinsky, but it's never too soon to start using GenuCell products for your skin. And it's the best line of skincare that we've ever used. And now that they have... We've basically tried every single product that they have because everything that we try is amazing.
It is awesome. And
right now, GenuCell is offering 60% off of their most popular packages, and you can get their hyaluronic acid serum thrown in for free when you buy a package. And here's the other cool thing that they're doing. A couple of our followers wrote into us and said, I've been using GenuCell and I love it. And they gave us... They gave us all kinds of great testimony about their experience with GenuCell. And so GenuCell decided, you know what? If you read one of your followers' testimonials on the air, we're going to reward them with a free product from GenuCell.
That's awesome.
I know. And I have another one to share with you. This is amazing.
Cannot wait.
This one came from Kelly Carlson, and Kelly writes, Dearest Mock and Daisy, I was the recipient of the deep firming cream from GenuCell in the fabulous swag bag that y'all provided to all of us at Camp Tono. I was hoping for the dark spot corrector because my face looks like a Dalmatian. I have so many spots.
Oh my God.
Y'all, the instructions for the deep firming cream include adding the XV cream after application. I've used the XV cream from GenuCell for several years without any other product, and I love it with the deep firming cream even more. If it's possible, my skin feels even more silky. Here's the tip, and I thought this was so helpful. Kelly writes, don't forget your earlobes. I remember eons ago when I got my ears pierced the second time, mother told me, don't forget your earlobes when you use moisturizer. It keeps them supple as well. And we know the earrings pull, especially the heavy ones, keeps the lobes from stretching so badly as we age. I'm 61, she writes, but my earlobes look 40. So she says, keep up the wonderful work. And I just am positive that Genucel is going to want her to have that dark spot corrector to take care of her Dalmatian spots.
Oh my gosh. I love it. Her earlobes are 40. It's the greatest. Now I'm like totally self-conscious about my earlobes.
Same. Oh my God. Like, I am too.
Oh my God. Oh my
I didn't
God.
Even know to think about them. And now I'm going to be like, oh my God, did I get my earlobes?
Yeah. But I will say I have my grandfather, God rest his soul. He had the most gigantic earlobes. I think they get bigger as you age.
I think that's true. I think I've read that somewhere. That mm-hmm. and your nose and like your right. something else. I forget.
Oh, that's fantastic. That's great. Can't wait to be like an old woman with these gigantic earlobes and a giant honker of a nose. It's going to be great. Okay.
Well, anyway, you should definitely check out Genucel.com/chicks. Get your 60% off of one of their packages. You're going to get the free hyaluronic acid serum thrown in. Genucel.com/chicks. Here's a little bit more, same topic from Kamala.
You know, doing it for the sake of a headline, what we're seeing with these governors is irresponsible, and it's inhumane. It's inhumane.
Okay, that's inhumane and irresponsible.
Right,
okay.
It's inhumane, yeah. It's
but letting inhumane. 4 million people just invade the country, fine, right, totally fine. Right.
This is the same woman who believed all the stuff when the Border Patrol agents were, remember they said they were whipping those people, which was right. untrue. She also believed Jussie Smollett. I don't...
Great
Shut
point.
Up, Kamala.
And then I have one final one of Kamala where she actually tries to blame Trump for the current border crisis. Here it is.
What is that solution? Can you understand the frustration, though, that Americans have about the situation at the border?
It's not a monolith. There are a variety of components to this. One is the fact that under the previous administration, they decimated a system that was designed to address immigration. And so we have been spending in the last 18 months we've been in office, spending an incredible amount of time and work and resources to reconstruct that system. I'm in charge, for example, of coordinating what we call a root causes strategy. What are the causes of people leaving? We have now raised $3.2 billion to help the folks in those countries stay.
Yeah, it's working really well.
Yeah,
good job, Kamala.
That's what we should do. We should throw more money at it. We should throw more of our money at those countries. Because that's our responsibility now. Okay. Thanks, Kamala. And you know, and the stuff, and Trump, when Trump was in office, he was on Hannity last night, by the way. It was a really good interview. If you guys
again, or was this a continuation?
It may have been a continuation, but the pieces that I heard, you know, the bits and pieces that I heard last night, he did a great job. I mean, I just miss, I don't know. I miss him.
Well, because I miss that strength, right?
I miss him, strength, right.
And America first policies. Right. Man, do I ever miss those.
Yeah, I totally do. But I mean, like, they were down. I mean, my God, the guy shut down the border. You cannot deny that he did that. I guess these people do. These people, they totally deny that he did that. They act as if it was the same then, or he was doing something that was a terrible thing. No, he did the right thing. He shut
and he
our
wanted
border down.
To do more, but was shut down by Democrats.
Right, right. I mean, it's like they were down what, like 40% or something? It was or no, not 40%. It was the lowest it's been in 40 years, is what they said. Mm. So that was, I think, those are the numbers that I heard. But I mean, it was we obviously weren't feeling this when he was in office. All of this angst and all these people weren't pouring across the border and they didn't have an open invitation. It's like those people
right.
knew that he meant business and that he was law abiding. He understood the laws of our land and he shut down the border.
And he did everything that he could without Democrat support, right. Everything that he could to make it clear that people shouldn't come and that people would get turned right around and sent back home if they tried.
Yeah. And they did. They mm-hmm. they looked at that and they were like, well, crap, I guess we can't go.
Yeah.
And so they didn't.
Exactly. I mean,
it's like, exactly. And the audacity of this woman to say that it was somehow his fault. It's like, I guess there are dumb people out there, just like there are dumb people who are going to believe Stacey Abrams, which is concerning because these people vote. Mm. But they'll listen to that and they'll be like, oh yeah, it must be Trump's fault. It really?
God, it's infuriating. No. There's a great montage. I don't know who put this together, but somebody put together a montage showing all kinds of different people in Biden's administration saying that the border is secure, juxtaposed side by side with how not secure it is. So I wanted to share it because it's really, really well done. Look at this.
United States will continue to enforce our laws and secure our border.
The border is, in fact, secure.
A record 221,000 migrants crossed into the U.S. last month.
Our border is secure. We believe certainly that the border is secure.
1,300 migrants a day.
We have taken unprecedented action over the past year and a half to secure our border and rebuild a safer and orderly process system.
This year is on pace to be the deadliest year for migrants crossing into this region of Texas in recent memory.
The border is secure.
Oh,
the border is secure and the border is not open.
Crossings are still at an all-time high, with Border Patrol reporting more than 1.8 million apprehensions from October 2021 through July.
The border remains closed. It is not open. We are turning away the majority of adults, but
thank you, Presidente.
The border is secure. The border is closed.
So we are offering solutions. That's what the Biden-Harris administration has been doing since day one.
This is worse now than it was before.
A record number of migrants this year, and the total could surpass 2 million by the end of September.
We're certainly doing a lot more to secure the border.
We have a secure border.
And we have a process in place to manage migrants at the border.
A record surge of migrants in New York City.
Over 2 million illegal immigrants crossing the southern border, an all-time record.
The border is secure.
We agree that the border is secure.
I mean, just unbelievable.
Unbelievable. There's like 900 and something thousand gotaways.
Oh my God. Yeah.
That they know of.
And the 80 terrorist watch list people that they know are just somewhere in the country. They don't know where because they are part of the gotaways.
They're trying to take a victory lap though now saying, well, we got some of them. We got some of these terrorists. That's nice. How many have gone into our country over the past 2 years? You know, now that people are paying attention, now that Ron DeSantis sent migrants to Martha's Vineyard and you yahoos are paying attention because we're all onto you. Because, you know, unless you watch Fox, you don't know about this. Mm-hmm. CNN and MSNBC aren't reporting this stuff. They're not doing it because they don't want to. It's lies, you guys. Just lies. God, these people.
It's unreal that they can actually sit there with a straight face and say the border is secure. How do they do that?
I don't
know.
Well,
do they do
that? I guess because that to them, you know, where they live in DC, everything's fine. And so it's easy for them to say that. They don't live in a border state. You know?
And did you hear that apparently, I think it was on Politico, was saying that there are rumblings that the White House is super, super mad at Bill Malusian for constantly reporting what's happening at the border.
Yeah.
I love that so much.
Yeah, they're secretly mad because he's got better hair than them. That's right. What it is.
Cry more, White House. Yeah. How about you do your freaking job?
Exactly.
Gosh. All right. I know what's in your whack, so I'm going to share my screen. Would you like to set this up?
You guys, okay, everybody's suffering right now. I mean, it's like, and I'm bracing myself for like power bills that are going to even go, I mean, they've been awful over the past 6 months and they just get progressively worse. Everybody is suffering. Everybody. I don't know a single person in my life that's not going through something financially just because they have to, you know, cut a corner here or cut this there or not eat this or whatever. Because of the economy that Biden has, you know, he's created it, right? Mm-hmm. So everybody's suffering except for this family. I cannot stand this family. I'm waiting for this family. Like every time I think the family's going to go away, and I'm talking about the Kardashians, then they come back. They come, they're like cockroaches. Like these people come back and they have another show and they have more kids that are probably going to have another show someday. Like,
and more just, products.
It's just never going to end. And the whole premise of the Kardashians is the fact that Kris Kardashian, or I guess, was it Kris Jenner? Kris Jenner. Sorry.
You're right. Kris Jenner.
She went by Jenner. Yeah. Or she goes by Jenner. I don't know. But she sold her daughter's sex tape. Like she's basically a pimp.
Yeah.
And we've been saying that for years. We've been like, you know, that's how they're rich. They're rich because she sold Kim's sex tape and then it all like ballooned from there.
Mm-hmm.
Gross. Okay. But yeah, now, it is gross. So now like now they're flaunting their wealth. So in the midst of this horrible economy, they're flaunting their wealth. And I'm just like, I don't like, it's just not appropriate one, but you would not believe like, this is how rich she is. So I don't know. Do you have
let me embiggen. Yeah, here we go.
I forgot you even had this place. Huh. Well, here you go. I mean, it's like CC is right below or above.
Yeah. When was the last time you've been here? Christmas? This is our gift wrapping station. This is Santa's workshop.
Can't wait to be wealthy enough to forget I have property somewhere. Just like, oh, I have a condo in Beverly Hills. I forgot about that.
I forgot about it. Here's the thing. I have a condo and my mom has one and my cousin has one and we all live nearby. I kind of forgot it was there.
Oh, did you forget? Oh my God.
I mean, can you even with these people? Like that's first of all, that's tone deaf. Second of all, why is she that loaded? It's because there are stupid people in this country who support these people. You know, they buy their crap. And they watch the stupid show and they love, you know, this is the thing. And they will not go away. Like, they just won't. And no matter that they're famous because she sold her daughter's sex tape. It's like, that's okay to people. That somehow is forgivable. Like it's okay. I mean, it's different now because they're rich now and they're fine. And she's not like a pimp now. I mean, because now they're doing their own things, right? But the way that they started was just so gross. That's my whack today. I just needed to like, I saw that and I was like, I just, this family.
Well, yeah. And for those people, because invariably, whenever we talk about a pop culture story like this, someone will be like, you're contributing to it because you're talking about it. What we're doing is presenting a counter narrative.
Right.
And hopefully we are reaching someone who hasn't thought through that, right? Who hasn't thought through before they buy whatever their Spanx kind of product is. If they're thinking about doing that, maybe they'll think twice. If they hear people with common sense say, stop feeding the monster. Stop doing that. That's what we're trying to present here is a counter narrative. We're not watching the show and we're certainly not paying for their underwear or whatever they say. Yeah.
And listen, that pride thing, not a good look. That whole, I'm so wealthy. I'm so wealthy. I'm so, look how wealthy I am. I hate that. It is vile.
Same. Yeah.
Costs $0 to be an asshole, you guys. Bring it in. Bring it in.
So feel free, I guess, right?
It's going to be a great weekend. Who's excited about the weekend? Yay! You guys have a fantastic, fantastic weekend. We will talk to you on Monday.
Bye!
Bye, everybody!
Americans overwhelmingly oppose teaching sexual orientation and gender identity to grade schoolers. House Republicans promise sanity on borders, energy, and the economy if elected. And Stacey Abrams chalks up another loss for the party of science. I'm Greg Corumbus. Join Jim Garrity of National Review and me each weekday for the 3 Martini Lunch podcast. We'll give you the good, bad, and crazy news of the day for conservatives, and hopefully a lot of laughs too. Join us. Follow the 3 Martini Lunch on Apple, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts.